Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Coming From College podcast series. My name's Maeve, and this is my colleague Maria, and today we'll be focusing on remote learning at QMU.
Well, welcome, everyone. And I think, firstly, we should start by mentioning how fast QMU was at adapting to the situation that COVID-19 brought into our lives. I mean, within a couple of days, since lockdown started, they had moved all of the lectures online and they had updated all the assessments.
Yeah, they were so fast. It was amazing. But as good as they were at adapting, unfortunately, I feel like remote learning still comes with its downsides. Like, you need a good functioning laptop and a stable, you know, Wi-Fi connection. And the amount of people that, you know, would drop in and out of sessions because their Wi-Fi was so bad, I think made it very difficult for, you know, for people to kind of stay in the whole seminar mood and, you know, want to interact and all of that. And also when you're at home, I don't know about you, but I find that it becomes so much easier to lose focus and get distracted because there's so many things around you and Netflix is always there. And especially when lecturers don't know how to use the new technology properly.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. I mean, first of all, like, the amount of times I get distracted during a lecture, I can't even count them. And about the teachers, you have no idea of how many teachers I've had struggling with the connection or trying to upload the slides. One time I had this professor waste half an hour of the class because she did not know how to upload the slides onto Collaborate.
Oh, God.
And I mean, it's not just like the distractions or the Wi-Fi issues. Like, on top of all of that, when when learning is remote, you don't have access to the normal studying spaces like the library.
Yeah.
And how helpful is it when you're studying at a place when there's loads of other people studying and there's this like unspoken pressure for you to work because you see everyone around you working? Like, even simple things such as going for a coffee with your friends on campus can be done. And I have to say, that's one of the things I miss the most because it's like, it characterizes uni life, don't you think?
Oh, 100%. Just going to Starbucks or to Maggie's on campus. By the way, guys, if you pay with your student card, you can load money onto your student card. And if you pay with that, you get a discount. And we love a discount. And also, I don't know if you know this, but Starbucks on campus is a lot cheaper than the Starbucks everywhere else. So that's always amazing. But yeah, agreed. Going for coffee with your friends and even just meeting in the library is something that, you know, I miss so much. And I think that all of these things combined have just caused so many students to feel lonely. Like, for example, I live by myself. And so my second semester, I was just home alone and we were in a lockdown. And it wasn't fun. It was just hard. Because normally you'd go to university and you'd have, you know, create these relationships with your peers and with your lecturers, and you'd be seeing people, and if you were struggling with a class, you could talk to your friends and be like, oh, I hate this class, and you could just, you know, feel sad together. And so yeah, I definitely miss that so much.
You know, I do as well. Although I have to say that remote learning has its advantages as well. Like, for example, right now I'm currently in Spain, and I actually have been since the beginning of the semester. And I have been able to do my whole semester from home, from a different country, because of online learning and because of, you know, how we've adapted into this new way of living. So it does have its positive sides, I suppose.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And I think it's amazing that we were kind of able to adapt and still, you know, not lose a whole year of university. And I, for example, I mean, I'm not as far away as Spain, but I live about an hour away from campus. So it's meant that I didn't have to travel at all. So rather than having to wake up at 6 a.m. to get the first train, or, you know, get an early enough train to get there on time, I can just have a lie-in and just join 5 minutes before the lecture, which has also been amazing. And I've actually just come back from visiting my parents in Germany, and I'm having to quarantine for 10 days. And I know that quite a few people have had this where, you know, they were forced to quarantine, or, you know, when, if you were in contact with something who may have, with someone, sorry, who may have had COVID, and you need to self-isolate for 10 days, at least you can still join your classes and still do all that. So I think that's quite good.
Yeah, I mean, I bet just being able to sleep in a little bit more, and like, I can just imagine you joining class, wearing your PJs, barely having washed your face, and just like the epitome of being comfortable.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Like nothing better than that. And I mean, I guess the best part is that since all sessions are recorded, if you have to do a shift at work, or if you miss something during the lecture, you know, you can actually go back and rewatch it. Like, for example, I work at a nursery, and ever since, you know, lockdown, and since all of the learning was moved online, I've actually been able to take up more shifts at work and to earn some more money, because, you know, I can always rewatch the lectures in the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. That's amazing. I know I've had that as well. I've changed jobs during the semester as well. So it's quite handy. And sometimes, you know how it is with work, sometimes they'll, you know, they'll need you to come in an extra day, or they'll need you to come in at a different time or something. And when your lectures are recorded, it's really easy to just be like, oh yeah, I can do that. And you don't feel like you're missing out on an opportunity to make money, because, you know, as students, mm-hmm. it's always, you always want to make a little bit of money.
You know how you sometimes get a lecturer that just speaks too fast or talks too slow, and you can't yeah. keep up with what they're saying? Well, since they're recorded, you actually have the option to pause the recording or fast forward it when needed. And this is something that has really personally helped me a lot, because they upload subtitles on the lectures, which mm-hmm. are amazing if you're an international student, or if English isn't your first language, or even like the best thing about them is that they make university more accessible for anyone with a disability. And I mean, what's better than that?
Yeah, agreed, absolutely. And even, I mean, I'm fluent in English, but we had a course in business law, and the amount of times going, you know, pausing the lecture when there was complicated mm-hmm. terms, and being able to go back and listen to it again to understand was just the most helpful thing ever. But I will say, just a quick warning for everyone out there, don't leave watching your lectures until the last minute, because it's very easy to kind of think, oh, it's fine, I'll watch it in a couple of days, or I'll watch two lectures next week and, you know, not watch it this week. But then when you come close to hand-ins, it's not ideal, and you might be crying because, you know, you've got 2 hours until your deadline and you're still catching up on lectures and you don't know what you're doing. So don't make the same mistakes we did. I remember one of my hand-ins this past semester, I was answering the question, I was writing it, it was maybe the day before hand-in, and at one point I realized, oh God, what am I doing? I don't even know what I'm writing. I don't know if this is right. I had to go back and try and find something specific in a lecture. It was just a nightmare, so don't avoid that.
Yes, please do avoid that, because my situation was similar. In my case, it was, I think it was a couple of days before deadline, and I had to do a presentation. And like you, I had no idea what I was meant to do, because I hadn't watched, like, I think I had watched like one or two lectures, which is not enough. And I just didn't have enough time to catch up and to watch all the lectures. And it was probably one of the most stressful times of my life. Like, have you seen this TikTok where it's this student from the US and she's having a proper meltdown because she has to reference the Bible on her essay,
gosh, yes.
And she doesn't know how to do it? Well, that's how I felt trying to do my presentation with like no idea of what I was meant to be doing.
I know, and I feel like the stress and the pressure and everything, you'll just start crying whether you want to or not. I remember when my brother, because I'm 2 years older than my brother, so when he went to uni, and I was kind of telling him, you know, you'll probably have a meltdown here or there, but it's totally fine, we all have them. And he was like, what? No, like, I'll never cry over an assessment, I'm not like that. And then after his first semester, he was like, you were right, I did have a couple of meltdowns. So we all have them, it's totally fine. But do whatever you can to avoid that, you know. Don't self-sabotage where you can.
No, please plan in advance. I think that's honestly the best tip we could ever give you. Just don't leave until the end. It's horrible. It won't do you any favors.
Agreed, 100%. If that's the one thing you take from this podcast, don't leave anything to the last minute, because you will regret it. But yeah, I think that's it for us today.
Yeah, I think so too. Thank you so much for joining us. And good luck.